June 18th, 2021. Welcome to Mars Bar. This is Marcy Latimer, and you have just entered my fourth week doing this show. That's right. So thank you for joining me. We appreciate you so much. Welcome to the, once again, fourth episode of Mars Bar on EA Truth Radio, brought to you by eternalaffairsmedia.com. Again, I am your host, Marcy Latimer. I'm a conservative woman from Southern California, San Diego, California, to be specific. And trust me when I tell you, there are more conservatives living here than you would think, than the mainstream media would like you to think. Yes, it's a blue state, unfortunately. But I really, truly believe we flipped red and we were cheated, just like so many other states and just like the nation was in the 2020 election for Donald J. Trump, our 45th president of the United States, who I still consider my president. He won in a landslide. There's no question in my mind. But unfortunately, here we are today. And it's just something we are going to have to prove state by state. Arizona has started the trend with their audits, and I hope that more states follow suit. And I believe that the truth will prevail. And with God in our lives and praying to God, that's really what we have to do at this point. We just have to give it up to God. And eventually, that corruption that happened with the Democrats cheating out of our election, it will shine. It will prove to be the biggest stolen election of all time. And we just have to keep praying. Speaking of which, I'd like to pray. Father God, today I cast my cares, I cast the cares of this day on the Lord, and I trade my stress over the United States of America for God's strength through this prayer in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Thank you so much for that. I am a woman of God, and certainly I look to Him, our Lord, as our Savior. So I hope that that is something that will just keep me in check. And really, that's all we can do at this point. But at least we can talk about our common viewpoints as conservatives, and that's why I'm here on this show. I just wanted to say thank you again for joining me and visit us at eternalaffairsmedia.com. Please consider dropping a donation, clicking on a sponsored link, or becoming a patron to support our shows. And God bless you always. There was a statement by Donald J. Trump, our 45th president of the United States of America. In fact, on June 12th this year, just a few days ago, and he wrote, "Have you noticed that they are now admitting I was right about everything they lied about before the elections?" He made these points. Hydroxychloroquine works. Check. The virus came from a Chinese lab. Check. Hunter Biden's laptop was real. Check. Lafayette Square was not cleared for a photo op. Check. And may I just take note on that? People, liberals specifically, were so angry about that photo op that he took with the Bible, holding it up in front of the church when he crossed Lafayette Square. Remember that? That was about a year ago during the protests, and the mainstream media accused our president Trump of ordering police to use tear gas on the so-called peaceful protesters. And they said it was for his photo op when he crossed the street once again to hold up in the Bible in front of the church. They thought it was the worst thing they could ever imagine. It was unbelievable how they were so accusatory of him ordering the police to use tear gas on the crowds. And I remember my sister, unfortunately, she's very liberal, she's very opposite of me when it comes to politics. We just have to agree to disagree, unfortunately. We can't talk politics, and I'm sure a lot of you listeners out there can relate. Unfortunately, some family members, when you just don't see eye to eye and you can't convince them, and they certainly are very accusatory of you being a conservative. That's how I felt. She laid into me about Trump at that point. I remember it very well. She was saying to me, "How can you be okay with what he did? He used bullets, the rubber bullets and the tear gas in the crowd. How can you think that's okay?" And I remember her saying this very accusatory. And I told her, "I don't believe he did that. I truly, in my heart, do not believe he did that. And that it was just what happened in the crowds from the police. And sure enough, it turns out I'm right. So once again, something they need to, the liberals and the mainstream media need to apologize for, because they are just so sure that their story is right and their little investigation, they don't even investigate. They just hop onto it and regurgitate what they hear in the fake news, such as Criminal News Network. Yeah, that's what I call CNN. So turns out in an investigation by the Inspector General of the Interior Department, they have concluded that that was not true. Trump certainly did not order the tear gas. And once again, Lafayette Square was not cleared for a photo op by him. So there you have it, folks. And of course, the other thing that's wonderful about President Trump was he held up the Bible, because he does talk about God, and he always brought God into the picture when he was our president. And of course, certainly, I believe he still is, but truthfully, rightfully so anyway, he got the most votes. There is no question in my mind. The other things on the list, of course, said the Russian bounty story was fake. Check. He says we did produce vaccines before the end of 2020 in record time. Check. Blue state lockdowns didn't work. Check. Schools should be open. Check. Critical race theory is a disaster for our country. Schools and our country. Excuse me, I should say that again. Critical race theory is a disaster for our schools and our country. Check. That's something I'm probably going to dive into at another date. There's so much to talk about there, but I absolutely agree. It's a disaster. It's racist in itself. That is something that no school needs to be indoctrinating kids for. And the last thing on his list was our southern border security program was unprecedentedly successful. Check. No question. All of these things are absolutely correct. And the mainstream media lied about everything on the list. So those are definitely things that President Trump can be very clear about. And certainly everybody who was like-minded and conservative and agreed with President Trump and voted for him, I'm sure would agree. And those who did not, unfortunately, they need to apologize for their fake claims. And it's really sad that all of these things that we've been called conspiracy theorists on turned out to be true. So it's very interesting how things are unfolding. Certainly, I think that, again, God is shining a light on all the corruption and all the deception that's going on in America, and it'll eventually play out, and we're just going to be sitting back, relaxing, and saying, I told you so all along. So I really believe that's true. Interesting thing that happened, of course, the G7 summit in the last week with Biden, Clueless Joe, as I call him. He's been representing America, which is so scary, on the national stage, international stage, with all of the other international superstars, shall we call them, or the leaders of other nations. And it's been absolutely embarrassing left and right. Mike Pompeo, in an interview with, of course, liberal Chris Wallace. Oh boy, how we love Chris Wallace. No, that was sarcasm, by the way. He said, Mike Pompeo said to Chris Wallace, he warned the American people that Biden is taking us back to the Obama years when America was weak. There's no question for that. The MSM wants to report that Biden is likable at the G7 summit, but being likable does not always garner respect. And that is for sure. He is weak. It's showing. It's embarrassing. Trump, on the other hand, was strong. He was very strong, and he earned the respect of the other leaders. So they knew they couldn't play games with Trump in the White House as our leader. And now that they see what Biden's about and how weak he is, they're going to really take advantage of that, I believe. And unfortunately, it's not a good thing. Biden's trying to claim that climate change or global warming or whatever you want to call it this day. They always change the name. They flip-flop on that. Global warming, climate change, whatever you want to call it, as the number one threat to the USA. That's what he says. No, that's a farce. That is an absolute farce. national security is the biggest threat, in my opinion. People may argue with that, but I stand firm in my opinion. And here on this Mars Bar show, on this 18th day of June 2021, I will still stick with my guns on that, especially seeing what Jill Biden, his wife, oh my gosh, do we even dare to call her the first lady? It's an embarrassment. No, Melania Trump's my first lady. Jill Biden had to usher Biden off as though he was a toddler, off of the stage and off of different platforms and even at restaurants. I saw little clips of people and reporters asking him questions off the cuff, and he started talking. And then there was Jill, his wife, and she dragged him off, and they thought it was so funny, and they're laughing, and they think it's so cute. No, it's not cute. It's not cute at all. It's an embarrassment, and he is clueless. He's got dementia. It's very obvious, and it's absolutely embarrassing because this is supposed to be the leader of our country, and they are laughing at him. We are the laughing stock of the world now, and she literally ushered him off as though he was a toddler. They are so scared of what he's about to say and what he'll say out of his mouth. What comes out of his mouth is just anybody's guess. So his handlers are afraid of what he'll say. And he even has gone on the mic with things of that nature. He's said, oh, I can't answer that. They'll be angry at me if I do. Oh, they told me I can't answer that question. And he even has a list of people who he's able to ask questions or answer questions from in the reporter realm. He has made that comment known that his handlers, yeah, I'm calling them his handlers because it's obvious he's not in charge. And I believe that this is Obama's third term. I really do. I think he's pulling the strings still. And this is just absolutely horrific what is going on in our nation. It's absolutely horrific. It's scary, really. And what they have done is they've created an embarrassment, a mockery of our United States. And it's not to be taken lightly. And anybody that has dementia or has suffered Alzheimer's, what a cruel, cruel disease that is. God rest Ronald Reagan, our president. Of course, he's a wonderful president. I always loved Ronald Reagan. God rest his soul. That's what he died from. And it's nothing to take lightly. And I truly believe that Biden is in that scope. So I think that that's what he's suffering from, but they don't want to admit it. And they are making a mockery of everybody. I think he should not be in charge. But then again, the alternate, the VP, I don't even want to call her VP, Kamala Harris, she's evil. She has absolutely no integrity. And I will say it all the time. I will not back down on my opinion on that either. I think she is absolutely evil. She has an evil agenda and she has no integrity. And we all know how she got to the top. So let's not forget Willie Brown. Okay. And I'm not going to say any more about that, but we all pretty much know the story of how she got where she is. And it's not a pretty story. So again, truth matters. I always will stick with the truth. We are people who want to seek the truth, those who especially believe in God and have Jesus as our Lord and Savior, who I really think that's the most important thing in life, to make sure that you put God first. When you do that, you'll feel a little bit more easy as far as living day to day, because you know that all of this is in God's hand. Ultimately, He's in charge. So you just have to give it up to God and pray and keep prayerful that things will turn out for the best. And I believe in that. So I believe in prayer. So thank you for letting me speak on this platform. And I appreciate you once again joining us. Again, thank you for joining me, and visit us at eternalaffairsmedia.com. Please consider dropping a donation, clicking on a sponsored link, or becoming a patron to support our show. And God bless you always, and have a wonderful weekend. And again, just give it up to God, and truth will ultimately prevail. And patience, remember, is a virtue. Remember, patience is a virtue. And I know we've been patient with the outcome of the 2020 election fraud. It will come to fruition. It's already starting to come to fruition. So just keep praying and keep God first. And we love America. Thank you. Amen.